It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Well, the Major League Baseball players got a few days off for the All-Star break. Not us. We're working for you. Good morning. Nice to have you on the show with us. We're here until 11 o'clock this morning on News Talk KRMS. And this is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. So we're going to talk some boating today. We've got Aquapalooza going on at Lake of the Ozarks, also at Grand Lake today. So those of you planning to attend that event, please use some caution where all the boats are anchored. Ronnie Millsap's going to be performing tonight up at the Shawnee Bluff Vineyard. And I think there may still be some tickets available for that. The Glock Shootout is also about underway at Grand Lake of the Cherokees. The Nautique Proving Ground Tour with Sean Murray is actually about to get underway as well at Lake of the Ozarks. Hey, congratulations to everybody that participated in the poker run last weekend for COPS. And they raised about $2,000. First time they did it, and it's pretty good success. So congratulations to Garrett Moore and everybody that participated last week here at Lake of the Ozarks. Want to mention quickly that the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association is beginning some nice press. We had a nice article in the Lake Lifestyle magazine recently, and you'll find those scattered around the marketplace. And we also just saw a really nice article again that was published in the upcoming Shootout magazine for the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout. So if you want to learn more about the Captains Association, go there or go to the website, lotocaptain.com. Our program this morning in some portions are elongated infomercials, which are paid by clients. Just wanted to make sure you knew that. And one of those, one of our clients is Marine Max. This is really, I think, the lake of the sea rays. You know, you see so many of the sea rays and the sun dancers out on our lake. But, you know, the folks at Marine Max sell some other boats, too. They sell the Boston Whalers, which are becoming even more popular again. The Nautiques, which we just mentioned, and the Harris float boats, the pontoon, tritoon boats that are available here and around the country through Marine Max. So Marine Max dealer there at Grand Lake. We're going to be talking a little bit about them during the Glock broadcast later today and tomorrow. But the Marine Max facilities here at the lake, they've got brokerage as well for those used boats, financing and insurance. You got a full boatyard full of service that's available for you with years and years of experience to their technicians. A mobile service boats as well to go out to your dock, a huge parts selection, really nice ship store, and fabulous marina facilities. Educational classes are offered as well. Check out my marina. That's Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks. You can find more information at marinemax.com or just stop in 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. They also have a boat sales lot in Osage Beach right across from the entrance to Osage Beach Outlet Mall. Well, coming up on our program today, Daryl Worley is going to be calling in just a little bit to talk about the Tennessee River Run. Big poker run, a big concert out on the water at the Pickwick Dam over in West Tennessee. Also, we got a change of command ceremonies at the Sector Upper Mississippi, and we'll have Captain Scott Stormer on the show along with Rear Admiral Callahan, who had some announcements about this change of command. And we also will be talking about lake history for the 90s, boating history, Lake of the Ozarks. Al Griffin will be back with us in our last segment this morning on the program. Last week, I stopped in down at Pirates Point to pass out some of our new Captains Association brochures and was waiting on them. They were taking care of a customer renting a boat and looked over at one of their displays, and there's these cups sitting there with these cleat handles. And they're called Cleatus Cups, C-L-E-A-T, Cleatus Cups. And they're a veteran-owned company. They're out of, I believe it's North Carolina. And congratulations to you guys. These are really cool. I'm going to have some to give away as door prizes up at the upcoming Missouri Wine and Brew Fest, which is August the 19th up at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. But you can buy them there. And also took some samples over to the Ozark Yacht Club because I think that'd be another good place for you. Their little ship store over there is a good decorating store, and I think you'd find these interesting. They're called Cleatus Cups. You can also find their website, cleatuscups.com. That's C-L-A-T-U-S Cups. Very clever, and congratulations on this great new product that's out on the marketplace. Well, the Lake of the Ozarks shootout is coming up, and we had our last meeting this past week before all the activities get going for the shootout. The fourth annual Border Expressions shootout, little boat and poker, pontoon poker runs coming up on Friday, August the 18th. And that's really the first event, if you will, of all the shootout activities that lead up to the last 2 days of racing on the 26th and 27th of August. But that's one of the events. The eighth annual mini shootout is coming up Friday, August 18th. At the same time, they'll be going through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday there at the Haha Tonka State Park in Camdenton. We're going to be getting a couple of representatives here. We've got Jim and Kelly Case talking about the fourth annual Border Expressions Shootout Little Pontoon Boat and Poker Run. And we'll have Lance Hedrick talking to us a little bit later about the mini shootout as we work our way through the different events. And, of course, the golf tournament's coming up. We've got treasure hunt. We've got the volleyball tournament. We've got so many activities that lead up to this thing. The Hall of Fame dinner. Boy, we've got a great cast of boaters that are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. We have Waves and Wheels presenting that meet and greet down on the Bagnell Dam Strip. We have a big auction that's going to be going on. The Make-A-Wish Foundation rides, the big Polylift Poker Run, which is going to be on Thursday, August 24th, leaving out a big thunder. And then, of course, the 2 days of racing on the 26th and 27th of August. Very much involved in that, and we'll keep you posted as we go forward through the next several weeks leading up to that event. One of the things that has changed with the shootout, and we need to make sure that we mention this quite a bit, first part is that the No Wake Zone on Saturday has been extended after the shootout. This basically goes from 2 until about 5:30 p.m. Range of the No Wake Zone has been extended way past Paradise Restaurant. So we're looking at about the 24-mile marker. There'll be plenty of Water Patrol officers. There's probably going to be some Coast Guard and some Coast Guard auxiliary members out there as well to help keep everything under control. So, you know, shootout doesn't end until 4 o'clock, but a lot of people do leave early and try to get back to their docks or to their marinas, get out to have some dinner or whatever. But we urge you to take advantage of the opportunity to maybe stay around the line a little bit longer or possibly duck into one of the other coves and hit one of the other waterfront restaurants before you head back. But again, 2 to 5:30 will be that extended no-wake zone with this year's 29th annual and the 10th anniversary at Captain Ron's. Want to give you a couple of Around the Waterfront news stories this morning as we get started in the program. Missouri State Highway Patrol Water Patrol Division reports no boating fatalities during the long 4th of July holiday weekend at Lake of the Ozarks, and that's great news. We also report to you that a BWI sobriety checkpoint will be conducted at Lake of the Ozarks sometime in August. I don't have a date. They probably won't disclose one to us, but just kind of keep your eyes and ears open for that. And best advice is don't drink, don't take drugs, and drive your boat. As a longtime boater, this is from David Betterneck, a captain of a Gulfstar V airplane. He says, for a long time, they struggled with occasional odors and general unpleasantness in the head system. During a maintenance event on the septic system a few years back, they were searching for a better product to control the odor and the cleanliness of the system, and they discovered a product called NoFlex Digestor. Doing the research, they found it, and they said, hey, let's give that a try. So they were not disappointed. They write in this memo, they say it's almost instantly eliminated the odors, and during the pump out of the holding tank, it was much cleaner. And they started using it on a regular basis, and everybody likes it a whole lot better. I gave out some of this stuff at one of our boat shows this past year, and a couple came up to me just recently and said, hey, thanks for giving us that NoFlex stuff. She said that her Sea Ray head and hoses smelled, and that they had tried different products over the years, but nothing really took care of that until they used the NoFlex Digestor. Said they'd been gone a week or so, and when they came back, they opened up the boat, and surprisingly, there were no smells. It was all gone. So try some of this. NoFlex Digestor, you can buy it from a company which is called Gemini Limited, and you can find a link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. The official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is Captain Ron's. It's happening at the lake, and it is happening there. What a place it is. 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach, just up from the Hurricane Deck Bridge. Open every day, and boy, we've got great entertainment coming up tonight. Let's see, tonight is the Cherry Pistols from 8 to midnight, and then on Monday, Sacks on the Beach if you're going to be around. But they are the home of the Shootout and the official waterfront bar restaurant of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Always something happening over there. Great beach, great food, great cabanas with all your favorite drinks, and what a great place to take the entire family. Have a great time. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the docking space. Yeah, they've got it all right there. Going to be talking to Daryl Worley in just a moment. He's calling in on the Boat U.S. guest line. We're going to talk about the upcoming Tennessee River Run on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio on the internet as well. Just click it on and you'll listen.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get the chance.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
Barbecue grill, summertime jam, just about a mile above a big, big dam. Party on the water, whole lot of fun, time to make a Tennessee River run.
He is Daryl Worley, and we're going to be talking with him on the Boat U.S. guest line. He's supposed to be calling in here in just a couple minutes as we'll talk about the Tennessee River Run, the big fundraiser event for the Daryl Worley Cancer Center and the Daryl Worley Foundation over in Tennessee. And it's going to be great talking with Daryl again. You know, boat rentals are the thing they do at Iguana. IguanaWatersports.com. If you are looking for a rental boat, maybe you need a party boat, maybe you need a speed boat, maybe a fishing boat or a tri-tune, maybe a paddleboard. PWC, they've got those as well with three locations around Lake of the Ozarks. Iguana Watersports headquarters at the Bagnell Dam Strip at the 1 mile marker. You'll also find them in the Osage Beach area right there at the Grand Glaze Bridge at the Topsider. And Iguana North Shore at the 5.5-mile marker at Rocky Mount. Advance reservations are recommended, but you never know. Some people might cancel for whatever reason, so you might be able to walk in and get something. But better off to give them a call, 888-365-2399 or iguanawatersports.com to book your rental.
Worked all week, got it all done. Let's make a Tennessee River run.
Hey, Bob, it's Daryl Worley.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, man. I apologize. I've got caught up here with a couple of things with my little munchkin and forgot to call when I was supposed to, but I'm a little bit late.
Well, not a problem. I appreciate you taking a few minutes here to talk to us. Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. This morning we have the pleasure of having back on our Boat U.S. guest line our good friend Daryl Worley. I know that you have a very, very busy schedule with concerts and that, but you also take and carve out some time for the activities that center around the Tennessee River Run. Now, our listeners need to know, and some of them probably are not country listeners, but we want you to know that Daryl has some great music out there. Check out Have You Forgotten? And check out the song that talks about just about a mile above the Pickwick Dam, the Tennessee River Run. You got to watch the video, but then you got to attend the event or at least try to make some of the events. Now, this thing has grown and changed over the years, so tell us a little bit about kind of how this whole thing got started, Daryl.
You know, my manager came to me and said, if you're going to do charity work, you probably ought to, you know, start your own foundation. So we did that, and that's basically setting all that up is a that's going to school 101 on, you know, foundation stuff. Yeah. And I said, well, I'll do what I can to help, but I was really getting busy at that time. But anyway, we set up the Darrell Worley Foundation, decided we'd start trying to do some different events to raise money. The first year we did a show, it was just called The Reunion, and we were doing a TV show with a station out of Memphis. It came over and produced the whole thing, and it was I had Pam Tillis down and Gene Watson, and we basically put on a show, and we're going to have a few people turn out to see the music and the concert, and kind of move them around so that we would have a crowd looking like they were there for the filming, and we tried to kind of almost try to keep it under our hat a little bit, and I think about 3,500 people showed up. So I told my manager, I said, man, if this is any sign of what we could possibly do, we could, you know, have a big concert or some kind of an event to raise as much money as possible for the foundation. And so down through the years, we've done a little bit of everything. I think this is 16 years that we're into here. And our boat poker run up on Pickwick Lake, that has turned into, we do a segment of music out on the water. It's more of my vision for what the Tennessee River Run should have been all along than anything else we've ever done. We have a barge that we pull out there, and people can get on the barge, and it's just a good time out on the water, and we've got a couple, two or three live bands that play every year for that. And so Marcia came back to me this past year and said, hey, you know, some of the people were disappointed because they came all the way down for the weekend, and, you know, came a couple little rain showers, and we had to start covering up the PA to keep from damaging the equipment. And then it cleared off real quick, and, you know, I guess we could have gone on and had the musical part of the show. But this year we've planned on, we're going to have the thing out on the water, and we're going to have a show that evening. A couple of different artists will be there, and myself with my gang will be there at Freddie T's inside the building, and just in case we have another weather issue, you know, we can just go right on with the show.
Now, the dates on this, August 18 and 19, is that what I'm seeing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Very good.
They have like a tailgate party kind of a thing the night before, and then that Saturday, I think, is the 19th, and that's the day. It'll be a full day. We'll start out on the water pretty early, and this year we're going to put the barge up in Dry Creek Cove. We'll be back there where we were the very first year that we did this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we had an unbelievable turnout. Someone said that day that they thought there was 500 or 600 boats out there, which I don't doubt it. It was, the whole cove was full of people. And so we're going to do something similar to that, and then we'll come back to the harbor and Freddie T's in the evening and have a pretty structured schedule with bands playing, and me and the guys will go on and do a set that evening as well. So that'll be a cool evening.
Outstanding. PickwickPokerRun.com, a good website to go to, and there's lots of information there about all the different activities that are going on, the golf tournament, the 5K run. The bass tournament still going on?
They called me twice, and I think they've got someone that is wanting to take that bull by the horns. I'm not really sure exactly what's going on with it right now, but we've got a board meeting coming up, and I'm going to try to get some information about that. So when we do get some hard facts about what's happening with that, we'll try to get somebody to let you know.
All right. Daryl, you were talking about the foundation earlier in our interview, and I did want to make attention to this fact that the foundation is pretty much funding the Darrell Worley Cancer Treatment Center. Tell us a little bit about that, and where did the idea come from for you to do this kind of an event with the money you were raising?
Well, when we first started out as a foundation, you know, I just told my management at that time that my idea of what this foundation should be is just to raise money to help people in need in our local area. And it didn't have to be anything specific or particular, you know. I mean, it could just be anyone who'd fallen on really hard times. But so not long after all of that, you know, we started to have some pretty good success with our fundraising and our events. And they approached me and said, you know, what is something else you're passionate about? And and what would you like to do next? You know, we would take another step and sow some more really good energy into the community. And so we started talking about cancer because of all that my family's been through, and just what we went through, you know, with our grandfathers having to haul them to hospitals all over the state, trying to take chemo and different treatments, and then, you know, load them in the back of a car or whatever, haul them back home. I mean, it's just really pitiful to, if you haven't experienced that, it's something that don't ever seem to go away. It's very vivid memories for me still to this day. And I remember telling my dad, it is a dirty shame for these people, elderly especially, to have to make these trips like this. And I said, if I ever get in a situation, and I said, I don't know what that would be, but if I ever find myself in a situation where I could make a difference in that, I'm going to do it. And that's how the Cancer Treatment Center came about. And now we've kind of gone into a whole another area of working to better our community. We've got a wellness center, is what we're calling it, but it's basically a kind of a place to help young folks who've gotten into trouble with drugs and alcohol kind of get back on their feet and get their self established back into society and real life, you know. And so we're doing that right there in Savannah. And it has already kind of gotten busy for us. It's amazing how fast that took hold and had an effect on our community. It was just almost immediate, but we got hooked up with the right folks, and things are headed in a great direction for that. So we're just trying to make a difference, you know, and we want it to be a good thing. So,
well, it's a good thing, and you're using your talent to the benefit of not only yourself but our listeners, people that like country music and your music, and then of course those that benefit from the foundation. You can look them up on the web, the Daryl Worley Foundation. You can look them up at PickwickPokerRun.com. And Daryl, we appreciate what you do, and best of luck with this fundraiser this year. I know there's been a lot of changes going on, but I know you'll pull it off as you always do. And we thank you for taking some time to talk to us.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure. Thank you guys for having us on.
Well, the U.S. Coast Guard's District 8 Sector Upper Mississippi River, which is where we're located in this grand scheme of things, had a change of command ceremony recently. We're going to hear from the Rear Admiral out of New Orleans, and also the new Captain of the Port, Captain Scott Stormer, going to be with us next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. As we continue right here on News Talk KRMS, we're on FM at 104.9, 97.5, AM at 1150, and on the live streaming audio right here on the web at krmsradio.com. Later on, pick us up on boatradio.net. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Al Hupp of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla 30-1, and thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, the change of command ceremony at the Sector Upper Mississippi River, St. Louis, held last week over at the Melvin Price Locks and Dam. I'll have some audio from the Rear Admiral, David Callahan. We're also going to get the new Captain of the Port, Captain Scott Stormer, on the program with us as we can. Hey, don't forget, if you can sit back and relax, you've got Boat U.S. insurance covering you. You know, start and end your best days on the water with the peace of mind that comes with insurance coverage through Boat U.S. They've got 24/7 dispatch, the towing provided by Towboat U.S., and claim service from boating experts. There's nothing but summer fun ahead of you. Low-cost policy options, roadside assistance, including trailer coverage, premium discounts for safe boaters, and flexible payment plans as well. Boat U.S., the best crew for protecting you. Get a hold of them by going to boatus.com/insurance. You can find a link right on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the on-the-water towing package from our friends at Lake Tow here at Lake of the Ozarks. Captain Charlie Meyer, Captain Dave Anderson handle it for you, 573-216-4701. Or again, you can go on the website, bobsnowakezone.com, click the Boat US or the Towboat US logo. For $72 a year, that's unlimited on-water towing, and it could certainly pay off with only one help or assistance that you might get from these guys. And download that new Boat US app as well for your cell phone. It's a good one. Boat US and Towboat US, big sponsors of Bob Snow Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, change of command, and somebody's leaving, and somebody's coming back. Change of command ceremony, Sector Upper Mississippi River, St. Louis, was held last week over at the Melvin Price Locks and Dam over in Alton, Illinois. And I want to share just a little bit of information about you, about Sector Upper Mississippi River. Area responsibility, the largest in the entire lower 48 states. It encompasses over 2,200 miles of navigable rivers, 1,800 miles of tributary waterways, including Missouri, Illinois, and Upper Mississippi rivers. And the sector's area of responsibility includes 33 locks and dams, 238 bridges, 7 major population centers, and the Lake of the Ozarks as well. Now, this change of command ceremony is a real tradition. It's a time-honored naval tradition without the equivalent counterpart in the Army or the Air Force. Custom has established that this ceremony be formal and dignified, designated to strengthen the respect of authority, which is vital to any military organization. Parading of all hands on quarters and public reading of official orders stems from those days when movement of mail and persons was very slow. The procedure was designed to ensure that only duty-authorized officers held command and that all aboard were aware of the order's authenticity. It's a great ceremony, and we have some comments first from the Rear Admiral of District 8, and his name is David Callahan.
What we do in command is why I like to say why we suit up. It's to lead these organizations, lead these wonderful patriotic citizens of the United States, to lead our military members to accomplish the mission. And Scott, I know you feel that way. I know that's why you're up here today. I'm excited for you. You are the right guy for the job. You were handpicked for this job. And I know that you're going to respond just fine. When that phone rings at 3 in the morning, you've had it ring at 3 in the morning before. When it rings at 3 in the morning, I know that whatever it's about, you're going to handle it. You're going to do what Scott Stormer has always done. You're going to be that great Coast Guardman who leans into it and handles it well. You need to know this, Scott, though. And I'll say this in front of the crowd. You have my utmost trust and confidence. I was excited to see when your name came up on the list. Thumbs up to Scott Stormer. I was excited about that. You need to know that you have my trust. So, Scott, take the great work that Marty has done here and move Sector Upper Mississippi River forward. Take care of that foundation we talked about, the greatest asset we have in the Coast Guard, and that is our people. Make sure they'll take care of you and things will work out fine. Well, good luck to you, Scott.
Next up, the incoming captain of the port is Captain Scott Stormer.
Callahan, thank you, sir. It's a true honor that you are here to preside over this ceremony. Mr. Tomaszewski, Ms. Winship, Mayor Walker, Commodore Tippett, thank you for being here today. A special note of appreciation to family, friends, members of the community and industry, and to the men and women of Sector Upper Mississippi River. Most importantly, to my wife, my beloved wife, Karen, and my beautiful daughter, Morgan. You two have blessed me beyond measure. You shouldered yet another move halfway across the country. We still don't know where our household goods are. Your support and your love is amazing. Thomas Jefferson had some sound advice for someone in my position. He said the most valuable of all talents is to never use two words when one will do. I promise to apply his wisdom today. A few years ago, when I was still learning that phrases like top around had nothing to do with a toy, and front and back watch are not different types of timekeepers, a wise riverman told me that someday I would be back to this wonderful part of our nation. While that riverman might not find today's ceremony or the fact that I am standing here before you surprising, I certainly do. Even more so, I find it humbling. It is great to be back on the rivers. Captain Malloy, Marty, thank you for the incredible week of transition and hospitality. Your team ran me through my paces. The evidence of your leadership and commitment to the public was visible at every step. Your legacy of operational excellence, growing the Coast Guard's reputation, and providing outstanding service to our rivermen and our community is immense. It's a reason for celebration and will be a hard act to follow. I will strive to build upon your great work. Karen, Morgan, and I wish you, Amy, Aiden, and Maggie, the best in your transition to Virginia and in your new position with Lanier. To our many stakeholders, partners, and industry representatives, thank you again for being here today. I am excited to see some familiar faces. Your presence is a testament to a tremendous relationship with the Coast Guard, with the efforts of Captain Malloy, and with the men and women of the sector. Many of you have seen this change of command ceremony a few times, and while I may know your lexicon and might have opened the waterway action plan a few times, I look forward to learning from you as we continue to grow our partnership and seek to achieve our shared goals of safety, security, efficient commerce, and sound environmental stewardship. I am excited to get out and see your operations. I hope you never stop to give me a call or stop in for a cup of coffee. To all the men and women of Sector Upper Mississippi River, active, reserve, civilian, and auxiliary, as we have already heard, today also recognizes your remarkable accomplishments. As we turn yet another page in the Coast Guard's great history in the Midwest, I am proud, humbled, and thrilled to be rejoining your team. As we begin to author our chapter together, I will look to you for your counsel, your experience, and your continued professionalism. Together, we will continue to seek excellence. I expect that you will take care of yourselves and of each other, that you will seek to expand your proficiency and grow unit capability, and that we will collaboratively approach each day as an act of service to each other and to the community. In closing, it is great to be back on the rivers. Go Cards! Semper Paratus.
And then the No Wake Zone microphone was able to get with Captain Stormer.
Well, welcome back to Missouri.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. We're excited to be back.
Great ceremony today. It's the first one I've attended, and it was really interesting to see the change of command ceremony as it takes place. Very pomp and circumstance.
We appreciate the military tradition associated with the change of command. It's good for the crew to see it. It's very much enjoyed by the families as well, time-honored tradition.
You spent some time around Fort Polk, Louisiana, I hear.
I was actually born in Fort Polk, Louisiana. My father was stationed down there at that time. I'm the proud son of a career Army officer and moved around the world quite a bit growing up.
Well, we spent 7 years in Alexandria running radio stations there, so we were quite familiar with Polk and did many functions with military personnel from down there, so it's great to do that. You've been left a really tight-running operation, the biggest in the country as far as the district is concerned. Where do you go from here?
Well, I just really look forward to learning more about the sector and how far the sector has come. As you know, I was recently assigned here only about 2 years ago, and I'm really looking forward to really learning what the sector has accomplished in those 2 years, the operational excellence and the operational milestones that they've achieved, and just continuing to build on that collaboratively with the community and with industry.
All right, very good. Well, welcome again, and I look forward to working with Lieutenant Haley some more. They're going to be up, I think, and David Mills is coming up as well for our Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association meeting,
which
is going to be in a couple of weeks.
Okay, super. And we look forward to maintaining that partnership and staying engaged on Lake of the Ozarks. Certainly, everybody's interested in safety. It's going to be my single most top priority, and we'll be there to help with that.
At some point, if you have time, we'd like to get you to come up to our Lake of the Ozarks Water Safety Council. Maybe get a chance to talk to them a little bit. It's a volunteer organization. About 10 years old now.
Oh, okay.
Done a lot of boating education and things around the lake to protect people and that. So
great. And would look forward to participating. Thanks very much.
And we thank you for joining us this morning on the program. We're going to be talking with Al Griffin from Our Eyes Upon Missouri next. Talk a little 90s boat history around Lake of the Ozarks. As Bob's No Wake Zone boating radio show continues on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and live streaming audio.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
The required safety equipment on your boat or rental is something that a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain takes seriously for the safety of all on board. This is Captain Doug Beck, a member of the Lake Ozarks Captain Association. Hire a licensed U.S. Coast Guard captain to drive your boat or rental if you plan to partake in adult beverages. Professional captains have training and have been drug tested, checked out by Homeland Security with background checks, and have their requirements for sea time to maintain their credentials. To find a captain, visit lotocaptain.com and relax and enjoy your stay.
Thanks for listening this morning. The official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is Captain Ron's. Hi, this is Alex Amrine, inviting you to come in by water at the 34.5-mile marker or Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach. And thanks for listening this morning.
Down on the boat docks, Bob's down on the boat docks. Let's all find out what's going down on the boat docks.
Welcome back to the program. We're going to be talking the 90s at Lake of the Ozarks. A little bit more lake history for you and some boating history with Al Griffin from Our Eyes Upon Missouri coming up next. You know, the Marine Dealers Association is made up of over 40 lake area marine dealers representing all the top brands of boats, marine accessories, docks, personal watercraft, everything else to promote fun on the water. Now, the website, you'll find a complete list of member dealers along with a listing of upcoming boat shows that are going to be in the area promoted by the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association. Click the link on my website or go to lakeozarkboatdealers.com for some more information. And one of those dealers is Hydro Hoist Boat Lifts, the market originator and industry innovator. That HP Extreme PWC platform for docking your PWCs is just amazing, and it's an award winner from the National Marine Manufacturers Association and the Marine Recreational Boating Association. I mean, there's all kinds of awards for this thing because it's so great. Check it out by getting hold of Joanne Clark. She's our area manager right here at the Lake of the Ozarks location for Hydro Hoist of the Ozarks. She's located on Highway 54, just down there in Lynn Creek, about 4 miles down from Osage Beach toward Camdenton. You can give her a call at 573-346-7505. She will return your call. Or you can email her at jclark@boatlift.com. Now, Hydro Hoist products are also available to our international customers listening on boatradio.net. We've got two dealers in Canada, also Denmark, Sweden, Finland, New Zealand, Australia, and the Middle East. You should contact by email. Kay Grauer, his email is kale, C-A-L-E, at boatlift.com. And we welcome back to the studio, Al Griffin from Our Eyes Upon Missouri, to continue our series talking about lake history and boat history. And Al, good morning. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Good morning, Bob. Good to be here.
Well, we left off with the 80s, but we're going to sort of pick up at late 80s and go into the 90s now. And let's talk a little bit about what happened in the recreational boating industry during that time.
Well, the big thing, there was, you know, like a huge decline in the late 80s and very beginning of the 90s. The actual nationwide average is 50% drop in the price of a boat and 40% drop in sales in that period. But there was a coming storm to build that back up, and it did. Places like Outboard Marine Corporation, OMC, they filed a Chapter 11 in 2000, but they were extremely innovative prior to that. Building smaller, quieter V6s. The big things was an onboard flushing system that would allow freshwater flush while they were actually underway, and then the electronic fuel injection into the stern drive engine system, simplifying startup procedures. jet boats exploded. Bayliner, Sea Rate, Yamaha, Sea-Doo all brought jet boats into line, and it was a huge thing.
And they're still very popular these days.
Very popular, yeah, and that's what drives the PWCs. So that technology has been around for ages and keeps getting better.
All right, very good. And then, of course, some other changes around the lake that were happening in those early 90s as well.
Yeah, even during the bad years, there was interest and enough money to drive the desire for speed and offshore racing. As the economy improved last part,